From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once more in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're joining with us, and I trust you'll stay for the next 15 minutes, as Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend John Greer.
In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul asks a very searching question. He says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" The word neglect refers to those who do not have any care for the salvation that is found in Christ, and therefore they neglect it. This word's meaning is borne out in Matthew 22 verse 5, where we read in that parable of those who made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Here, the same word is translated made light of, this word neglect. The reference is found in the parable of the marriage of the king's son, and the negligent spurning by many of the invitation to attend the wedding of the king's son, the marriage of the king's son. Now, the parable of the king's son sets forth the free offer of the gospel to sinners, and the consequent frivolous neglect of it by many. What an awful sin such neglect is. It is committed by myriads of souls, perhaps by some who listen to my voice today. It is my purpose to try to awaken some of you, as many of you as possible, to the terrible nature of this sin by bringing before you some reasons why it is such a great sin. First of all, because of the nature of the salvation that is neglected. That is why it is a great sin. It is referred to as so great salvation. Notice the words so great. They denote that which is unparalleled. It is a word that indicates greatness of degree and is used in many verses in that particular sense. Therefore, so great salvation indicates the superiority and the excellence of God's salvation as compared with every other pretended means of the saving of sinners. And I put it that way because they are all pretenses. Everything that purports to be a means of salvation that is not the gospel of the Bible is a mere pretense, and therefore does not result in the salvation of the soul, but rather results in the ruin, the eternal ruin of the precious soul. This salvation is so great because it is superior, it is excellent, and it is that because it revolves around a central person, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Christ himself is called salvation. In Luke 2 verse 30, for example, we find the Lord referred to in that particular way, where old Simeon said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." But he is so great salvation because he is excellent and he is superior in every way. That fact of the superiority of Christ is the very theme of the Epistle to the Hebrews. This book is an exposition of the excellence of Jesus Christ. He's superior to the Old Testament prophets, to the angels, to Moses, to the Aaronic priesthood, and to the whole ceremonial system of the Jews, which by his own work he has abolished forever. And therefore, Christ is so great, because salvation is found in no other, and to neglect him is a sin of the utmost enormity. Now, in the first four verses of chapter 2, where our text is found, Hebrews chapter 2, the apostle is applying what he has presented in chapter 1. And therefore, the crux of his application is this warning against neglecting so great salvation. We only have to look at chapter 1 of Hebrews to see that this expression, so great salvation, does apply to Christ and is a correct demonstration of the greatness and the wonder of what is found in the Saviour, so great salvation. You see, in that first chapter you will find that the Lord Jesus is presented in a manner that almost causes our minds to be filled with amazement. Indeed, we should be filled with amazement as we read of some of the excellency of our Saviour in the first chapter of Hebrews. It says, for example, in the third verse of Hebrews chapter 1, says this, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Here is the excellency of Jesus Christ's person. He is the brightness of the glory of God. He is the exact image of God's person. In other words, these terms are saying that Jesus Christ is God. That is a doctrine that is denied by many. But whether men deny it or not does not change its truth. It is a reality that Christ is eternal God. And therefore, when men neglect so great salvation, their sin is enormous, their sin is great and terrible, because they neglect one who is God as well as man. They neglect the blessed person of our Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done, because this verse says that he has purged men from their sins. He has come to give himself a sacrifice for sin. Here is the person, here is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore what a sin it is for men to turn away from him and neglect him and reject him in the light of who he is and what he has done and where he is right now. For it says he has sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Oh, my friend, Jesus Christ is no longer on the cross. He is no longer in the tomb. He has risen and is exalted to the right hand of the majesty on high. There he is seated in glory and in power, having appeared in flesh as the God-man, having put away sin forever by his own sacrifice. He now has entered heaven and is there on the right hand of God. And for you to neglect Christ or reject him and all that he offers is indeed a sin of great enormity, because of the greatness of the salvation that is found in him. Oh, think of the insult that you pay to Christ when you turn to something else, when you lean upon your own works, when you trust in your own so-called merit, your own imagined merit. What an insult to the Saviour. See your need, therefore, to go to the Lord Jesus Christ without delay, and rest in him. Trust him as your Saviour this very day. It is a great sin, therefore, because of the greatness of the salvation that is neglected. And then it's a great sin to neglect the salvation of God, because it is authentic. It is set forth with great authority. Look with me at what it says. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." What is the apostle stating here? Is he not simply saying that this salvation, the message of it, the proclamation of it, is something that has been authenticated by God himself? The Lord has given to men the clear indication that the gospel is not dependent upon some mere eyewitness, some one who is going by hearsay, but God himself has borne witness to the authenticity of the gospel, and therefore to its reliability, to the fact that you may trust it without hesitation. You may lean your soul for eternity upon what Christ has done, and fear not to perish. My friend, this is indeed a great salvation, because it is verified by God. It's ratified from heaven. And for you to neglect that is a sin that will surely damn your soul. Therefore, think today of the fact that the Word of God, in which God has revealed Christ, in which God has clearly recorded the whole scope and scheme of salvation, demands that you obey that salvation. And if you do not, your sin, therefore, is truly great. Think of all the times that you've trampled beneath your feet the message of the gospel. Think of all the times you've left gospel meetings, perhaps, turning a deaf ear. Think of all the years you've spent clinging to some religion that's not of God. And therefore, as you think of all that, or whatever you may be guilty of, think of the fact that you're neglecting so great salvation that God himself has borne witness to by his own word in the writings of Scripture. And therefore, as I come to you today in this radio message, I come not to present to you the fact that the gospel is authenticated by the church or by some man, but the gospel is authenticated by God himself, revealing through his own word the will of God for the salvation of guilty wretches. Therefore, dear sinner, go to Christ today. Go to him in haste and lay hold upon him and trust him as your Savior, because God has borne witness in his word that there is no other way to heaven. And then this sin of neglecting so great salvation is shown to be a most terrible sin because of the punishment that will be meted out. It says in the previous verse, if the word spoken by angels, Hebrews 2 verse 2, was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Those words, a just recompense of reward, mean a payment of wages. You see, there is a just punishment for neglecting the salvation of God. And I urge you, sinner, to think carefully about that. There is a day of retribution, a day of reckoning. Therefore, hasten to Christ right now. How will you escape the damnation of hell if you rest in anything but Jesus Christ? May God help you to rest in his Son today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.